Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Willard and Dibs, and it's brought to you by Floor and Decor. We're on Twitch and YouTube. You can stare deep into the eyes of Dan Dibley longingly. Twitch.tv/957thegame, YouTube.com/957thegame, and it's all brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. We'd love to take your calls, 888-957-9570. We'll do so in just a sec. I think the idea of a Super Bowl hangover is a complete concoction, total fiction. It's a figment of our imagination. And then there's this, and I think you and I see this differently. And I heard this start to pop yesterday. I think you and I will do our best to avoid, taking an axe to the whole Brandon Ayuk contract situation, because that's just, it's just been done too much, and I know Everybody's exhausted by it. But now we're sort of, I think, arriving at a spot where we can talk about it from a football sense, which is, are the 49ers a good team without him? I think the 49ers are still not just a Super Bowl contender. In fact, we know they remain the NFC Super Bowl favorite even without him. I hear people go, they're not going to win a Super Bowl without him. I don't know that at all. I absolutely think they can win the Super Bowl without him. I think they got a better shot with him. I'd like to have him on the team. But yes, I do think that they can win without him.
Yeah, and I don't think they can win without him. And, you know, the Super Bowl hangover, you could talk about it not being a real thing, and that's fine. It's probably not a real thing, but the history of it would indicate that it is a thing, that the Super Bowl loser doesn't really make it back very often. But you know what? The Super Bowl winner doesn't make it back very often either. So it's it's hard to play 20 games, whether you win that last game or not, and make it back to that game. It's not as easy. And you could look at teams that have gone back-to-back, New England in 04 and 05, and the Chiefs, we know most recently, they went back-to-back. But teams that even win the Super Bowl usually don't go back as well. So it's not so much as it's a Super Bowl hangover, therefore the Niners can't get there. I look at this team and what they try to do, and they play a two-receiver set a lot, which means you're relying on these two receivers. And yes, Juwan Jennings, third and Juwan, he comes in and he played one-third of the snaps last year. Ayuk played 75%, Deebo played 66%. So these are your two guys. When you have two receivers, they're your two. And so if you take one of those guys out, and the guy who played more than any other receiver on your team, and you replace him with whomever, and this will be the last time I mention Ricky Pearsall's name until he actually plays, because the report out today that the shoulder is worse than we thought, and they knew that the shoulder was bad when they drafted him.
I don't know if it's worse than they thought. It's potentially a recurring issue, and they knew about it.
So that, for me, well, then maybe that's my opinion.
They're waiting
for it.
It's
worse than I thought.
Yeah, they're waiting for what's a worse situation than we thought. I'll buy that, yes.
Right, so he'll either start the year on IR or PUP.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know if we're there yet.
My prediction.
Okay.
My prediction.
Yeah, that's fair.
If he's not going to be healthy to play in week one, then you should probably put him on a list. That way you can keep someone else and you can play that other person. And Brandon Ayuk, if he is not on this team and you don't have Ricky Pearsall because he hasn't been able to play, and Cowing has been slowly emerging, now you're looking at Chris Conley as your other receiver. It's Conley, Juwan, and Deebo. And if you don't have Brandon Ayuk, and we're assuming that this conversation is for the whole year, then I don't think you're a Super Bowl team.
Okay. I mean, and this is one of those things where, and don't get mad at me now, this is just our emotions versus the flow of money. And again, for those of you, because I already see, for instance, 408 just hit us up. And thank you so much for texting the Xfinity Mobile text line. We love you engaging in the show. But he disagrees with me, or she. Willard, you're downplaying his ability way too much. You have a much, all caps, better shot with your premier downfield threat. Vegas disagrees. Forget me. Take me out of it. We already went to Vegas earlier this week and asked, and the Super Bowl odds go from 6-1 to 7-1. That, so I'm not downplaying it.
Yeah, that's in just Vegas.
Yes, but that's a metric that to me matters. That's people's money now. That's them thinking, how does this actually affect dollars and cents? What are the actual odds? Does that mean that's an ink? No, but that is a reflection. I love to do that for this reason. Our emotions are involved when it's the Niners. Vegas is unemotional, totally unemotional. Vegas is grabbing people's bank accounts all across the world. And that means the world thinks that without Brandon Ayuk, the 49ers remain the NFC favorite. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I also do think that it's a reflection of the fact that it's the Niners, and the money will come in on the Niners. They're the team that defended, they're looking to defend the NFC Championship. So you're going to set them as the favorite in many ways because you want to protect yourself odds-wise, because the roster still is good. The quarterback is back, top five in the MVP. The running back is back, top five in the MVP. Everybody's back, and if you lose the one receiver, well, you're still a very good team. And are you still the best team? Maybe, maybe not. But from an odds maker standpoint, you have to protect yourself knowing that if you put them at 12-1, the money's going to fly in and then you become vulnerable to a big loss.
Sure, I get that. You know, by the same token, I'm not sitting here telling you that they're a better team without Brandon Ayuk. I just don't think they're a sucky team without Brandon Ayuk. And it feels to me, I heard conversation between a couple media members I really like and respect, and they did the all caps, no way, no how, no chance that the Niners can do the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. Now, you guys love to talk about history. Well, history says that the Super Bowl loser has a hard time the following year. Guess what history says? History in the NFL says your wide receivers are flipping replaceable. Really replaceable. Like really, really replaceable. And in fact, history says if you want to rock through the entire history of the league, tell me in the last 20 to 30 years when somebody went on some sort of a Super Bowl heater because of their wide receivers. Go through the list of all these dudes that are getting paid. How many playoff games have they won? Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, CD Lamb. What are we getting for this?
Oh, Tyreek's got a bowl. So
yes, not since he made $30 million.
Sure, exactly.
Like since we decided to start breaking the damn bank for wide receivers, what do we have for it? Who's gotten something out of this?
Yeah, Philly's gotten to the Super Bowl.
Yes, although they hadn't paid those guys yet.
They hadn't paid Devontae yet.
No, Devontae was. I mean, was
this
he
year, yeah.
Was he a rookie or was he? I don't even know if he was on the team yet. Yeah, like. Isn't that a fair question for the Niners to ask?
It's fair, but why would you be at this point in this saga if you thought that? That's my question.
Because
like you would have been done with it. If you really thought that, you would have said, dude, fifth year option, or you would have traded him.
Well, I'm not saying that there's anything to say I thought that, which is I don't think wide receivers are pointless. They're obviously very important. But if we're talking about, it's just like going to the store. Do I love tortilla chips? Yes. If they're $14.95, do I want that bag? I want the tortilla chips.
Yeah.
They make my house better. The tortilla chips are in there. But for
people are happy when you get tortilla chips. Yeah.
Right. They make a party. What are we doing with our salsa and our cheese and our beans if we got no chips? But for $14.95, like, Could I still have a party without them?
You Maybe. Could make your own tortillas and break them apart.
Could we get corn chips?
You could. Yeah.
Those are only $4.95.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. Where's the bang for the buck by breaking off the $28+ million wide receiver contract?
Well, if that is the way they're thinking, then what the hell are you doing? If that's the way they're thinking, and I don't think that that's what their mindset is, but you wouldn't have gotten into late August and had this thing still drag out, because if you thought, you know what, you're replaceable, and, you know, we drafted Ricky Pearsall, and we know he's got a bad shoulder, and it's recurring, but you know what, darn it, he'll be good at some point, and we don't really need you, Brandon, then they would have traded him back in April, or May, June, July, or August, and yet, here we are, still talking about Brandon Ayuk, and this thing still drags on, because he's more important than just a tortilla chip.
Yes. Yes, and so when you say if they really thought that, again, I think they think he's important, but you do have to, you have to look at every situation and go, okay, but how important?
Right.
Are we going there? And I'm simply pointing out that I do think that there is an inequity in the market. I think wide receivers have been inflated for a number of reasons. They're very popular. They make things go in fantasy football. They're flashy. Totally. They're marketable. Right? They're good looking. They've got a lot of personality, whatever. And I'm not saying teams are just paying for that. I do think that they're very important to winning football games. But they're not, and this is objective now, they're not one of the three or four most important positions on the field. And you won't find a coach to tell you different. They're not.
But they're paid like it.
Exactly, which is what I'm pointing out. There is an inequity in the wide receiver market. That I do believe. I don't think they're unimportant. I do think they're overpaid. Yes.
Well, then why are the Niners engaging in this this game of chicken? Because, you know, they've got a guy already who's making 24 and change, and so you have another guy who's asking for 29 or 30, and you're still, you know, coming up, and you're coming up, and you're coming up, and now you're in a spot where you feel like you kind of have to do something with him.
I think that Kyle answered this a few weeks ago. Do you remember that press conference where he was kind of like, I don't look at it, you know, and maybe this is with TK. Remember when he was like, this is what they cost. Yeah, I think he was talking about the quarterback. I don't look at it as a quarter of our salary cap. I look at it as, okay, this is what they cost. We can do this with a lot of products in our society right now. Go back to COVID and think about toilet paper, for goodness sakes.
Or just gasoline, you know?
That's like.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's
what gas costs.
Right. You do need wide receivers, and this is what good ones cost. But I can also sit here and point out, it shouldn't cost that. I think that is out of whack.
Right.
Like gas for $5.50 a gallon. That's out of whack.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with your car? You going to drive your car?
You're going to go somewhere.
Exactly.
Although there is a price where people would go, you know what? I'm going to go get a hybrid. Or I'm going to go do electric.
Right.
Or I'm going to do public transportation. I'm going to take the ferry. Like, there is a price where you go, I'm out. And maybe this is it.
Well, if it's it, then they should have gotten to that point a long time ago, as opposed to August 23rd, when we're still talking about whether or not they want to buy gas for their car. Because if they don't have Brandon Ayuk, you can put in whoever you want, Pearsall, Cowing, Taylor, Conley, whoever you want to put in there. That team is not good enough to be a Super Bowl team, and you can, you know, put aside Super Bowl hangover if you want. I do think that that's part of it, where you go to the Super Bowl and it's hard to get back. And Tom Brady said that in the cut you played. You know, you got to start back at 0-0. And the teams that haven't made it to where you've made it, they're going to be hungrier than you are. And it's going to be harder for you playing on a first place schedule to get back to where you were last year.
Just for fun, I'm looking at this right now. Top paid wide receivers in the game. Top paid wide receivers in the game. Just for fun, maybe this is unfair, but watch this. Watch this now. Justin, this is in order. AAV. Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Smith, Nico Collins, DK Metcalf, Debo Samuel, Michael Pittman Jr., Terry McLaurin, Calvin Ridley, Stephon Diggs, T. Higgins, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Chris Godwin, Deontay Johnson, Christian Kirk. I've run out of room on my page. Quick run through my mind. I think there's two Super Bowl rings on that entire list. And one of them happened before the guy got paid.
Sure, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill and Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
Or was Cooper Kupp not even, he was on that team, right?
For sure.
Right? When they beat, and had he been paid yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So if you take away the fact that they hadn't been paid yet, there ain't a damn one of them. That's what a ring. Meanwhile, Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Mecole Hardman and...
Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice.
Sure.
And, well, actually, hold on a second. I'd have to look at the timing of, Godwin and Mike Evans. They win with Tom Brady a few years ago.
Evans probably was paid
Evans
by then.
Evans had, but Godwin, I don't think so. Yep. All right. You know, go back to when Nick Foles played, won that Super Bowl with the Eagles. Who are their receivers?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Is this a quiz? I don't hear the music.
Connor and San Leandro. Grandy found that Kyle Shanahan clip. I'll play it for you in just a sec.
Okay.
Let's go to Connor, though, in San Leandro. Hi, Connor. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm just enjoying fake fall, where the Bay Area weather tries to fool you into thinking summer's over.
Yeah, this was a weird one today. It's actually still kind of warm out.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. I wanted to weigh in on the Super Bowl hangover. I think what's unique about the 49ers is they already had one. And so just like in real life, you can avoid a hangover. So I wouldn't be surprised if we put a clinic on in how to avoid a Super Bowl hangover, right? What do? You prepare well and you take care of your health. So let's look at preparation here. Number one, what no one is really talking about is we drafted an offensive lineman. We have a starting right guard that we didn't have last time. I'm excited about that. Number two, we got rid of our defensive coordinator, who rather than getting pressure with the front four and taking advantage of how high we pay Bosa, specialized in weird blitzes, zero blitzes at inopportune times. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing the way that we've prepared to take on this year. And I think the other thing is you take care of your health. And how do you do that? Well, I think in the first instance, you got to avoid playing on the worst AstroTurf fields, you know, in the league. And that's actually what happened in 2020. I think we're going to be able to avoid that. But most importantly, in taking care of your health, you got to pace yourself. And so I think in 2020, all I heard was this really weird, like we haven't been here before kind of, revenge tour. And I think that we were pressing. And I think instead, if you just listen to the way that Kittle's talking now, as opposed to how he was talking back then, we're going to take our time and we're going to embody and exemplify that Tom Brady quote that you guys broadcasted today. We are at the bottom of the mountain. We're going to take it week by week. We're not going to take anything for granted. And that's why I think the Niners are not going to have a second Super Bowl hangover like they had a few years ago. Thanks, guys.
Connor, good luck. Your optimism is infectious, but that's not the way that it's going to sound week to week. I think people are going to be freaking out in a constant way. Like the Niners, if they lose, it's freak out. If they win, did they win by enough? Was it pretty? I mean, hell, we did that at times last year.
A little bit,
and that's part of being a great team.
Yeah, and if you win, it's going to be, you know, how close are you to the playoffs when things really matter? Because the expectation right now for Niner fans is the playoffs. And really the expectation is the conference championship game. And I'm not saying it's Super Bowl or bust, but from a fan standpoint, you want to be one of the last four teams standing for sure. And you want that game here at Levi's again. And if you have that game here at Levi's, you expect to win. And if you win that game, then go win the damn Super Bowl. So the expectation, the bar is really high. And you're right. If you go out there and you beat the Jets in week one, it'll be, okay, cool. It was an opener. You were at home. You were favored. You're going to be favored in every game. So if you don't win every game, and I know you probably won't win every game, but the games you don't win, people are going to freak out.
888-957-9570. I think Marvin disagrees with me. He's in Livermore. Hi, Marvin. What's good?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, by your logic, and no quarterback besides number 15 should be getting 50, 60 million. Because if Niners don't win it this year, Brock Purdy's going to get 50 or 60 million, right? And everybody's making more than Mahomes. So look at all the ones who signed. Not one of them have a Super Bowl ring.
That's a fair response.
By your logic?
It's a fair response, except for I would always argue, first of all, two things. With quarterbacks, there's only one of them on the team. And I always find quarterbacks to be a completely different animal than anything else. But it's a fair response. And I'd add, Marvin, I tried to say this a couple of times. I'm not saying wide receivers don't matter. I'm simply saying they're overpaid. It is a little weird to me that they're being paid right now as potentially the second highest paid position on the field when every NFL coach would tell you a left tackle is more important, a pass rusher is more important, and probably a top level corner is more important than a wide receiver if you gave them the option of where to have a great player. That's all I'm saying, Marvin.
I think the value in the wide receiver is because the game has changed to wide open, and you need guys who can get wide open on the field and also catch contested balls. So you can, they're getting paid, but there's a top level wide receiver, and then there's everybody else. And I would agree with you, everybody else shouldn't get paid, but based on what Ayuk does in the Niners offense, because not all wide receivers can play in this offense. They have to be able to block. He blocks at a high level, and he catches a lot of balls without a lot of targets. And so I think he's a little different. He shouldn't be the top paid wide receiver, but he should be getting more than $26 million.
Yeah, and actually, Marvin, the Niners agree with you on that. If you believe the reports, I'll buy what you're saying there. I think Brandon is perfect for this offense. But why are we talking about $30 million? What are we doing?
That's the market.
No, it's not.
Well, the market's gone crazy.
But it's not.
But it's
not
the market for a guy who is second in the league in yards per target and a guy who blocks as well. So, again, I don't want to get into the numbers part of this because reportedly the Niners have come up to $29 million. And if that's true.
Some say 30.
Right, and he still wants 30 and they're at 29, then the Niners have bought in. They've drank the Kool-Aid is what they've done because they realize how important he is. And they're willing to come all the way up from where they were in late August because they know how important he is.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, we referenced this the other day. Greg Cosell was the one who said it, where he's like, if you look at the tape, Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers are a perfect marriage. What the Niners do calls for what Brandon does, and what Brandon does really fits what the Niners do. So that's where we ended up on that Draymond conversation the other day,
right,
which is like, well, now what do you do? Because if Brandon wants 30 from the Niners, us fans are like, well, he's worth it because we see what Brandon does. But Brandon is arguing in a room, well, this is the wide receiver market. And the Niners can look at him and go, well, if that's the wide receiver market, why would you be the second highest paid wide receiver in the game? What are you talking about?
Because he blocks.
But you're not the second best wide receiver in the game.
Well, he is for them.
Well, no, he's the only wide. I mean, he and Debo.
Right.
That's why it gets difficult. But nobody.
His value to them is greater than the value of Jalen Waddle to Miami, for example.
So how do you quantify that? Because even 26 would make him the highest paid wide receiver on the Niners.
Right. So, well, he would argue that he is probably the second most important wide receiver in football, or maybe the most important. He's on a winning team. He blocks and he does things that no one else in their team does. And you're a winning team.
Yeah, except for like
him.
But easily, even your NFC contenders would say the Eagles base more of their offense on A.J. Brown than the Niners do on Brandon. The Lions base more of their offense on Amon-Ra St. Brown than the Niners do on Brandon. The Cowboys base way more of their offense on CeeDee Lamb than the Niners do on Brandon.
But those teams are bums. We're the NFC champs.
We're the NFC champs
because of what Brandon does.
Amon-Ra had a 24-7 lead in your building at halftime. I mean, they're at least there. They're there.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Amon-Ra, you know, got a little banged up last year.
He was on Netflix. Brandon, were you on Netflix?
He was in the background on Netflix.
Did Netflix call you?
They did not call him.
They didn't call you, did they?
Nope. They said they don't want me.
I saw them call two of your teammates, though.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, good luck without me. You saw what Brock did in the second preseason game without him.
And anyone else.
Well,
I mean,
without him.
Tonight, we'll see him with the Netflix boys, but not Brandon.
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Okay, Kyle Shanahan talked about this. Yes, it was a month ago, almost to the day. No, 2 months ago, almost to the day, on the TK Show. We'll play that for you next. We'll keep taking your calls. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibbs.
The floor store is your...
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.